300 times the Bible tells us to fear not. 300 times God says, fear not. Amen? But right now the world is gripped in fear. Our country is gripped in fear. And people are consumed with it. And church, this is our time. I'm echoing what Scott was saying a little earlier, but this is our time. This is a chance for us to show something. We love to preach about healing. We love to sing about it. We love to talk about God as our shield and shelter, and He's our high tower, and He's our everything, and He protects us, and He's our hedge of protection, and we're under the blood. We love to talk that way. Now's a chance to walk it. Amen. Now is a chance to believe it. Now is a chance to act on what we preach. Now is a chance to walk out what we say. Now is a chance to stand on what we're always declaring. Amen? And to show our neighbors, to show our families, to show our friends, we're not shaken and we're not moved by fear, but we're standing in faith because we believe our God. This morning I'm going to talk about that. Fear not. Fear not. Do not fear. That's what the Word of God says 300 times. Do not fear. Amen. Father, we love you so much and we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, that what you've set before us today and what you desire to do. And Lord, that you speak comfort and strength to our hearts. Lord, we live in a time when your Word talked about it. And we're starting to see the evidence of things that were predicted in the Bible and things that are beginning to happen in our lifetime. But Lord, we need to lift up our eyes and look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Your Word, Lord, says that when these things begin to happen and we begin to see trouble in the world, that, and you said in this world we will have trouble, but fear not, you have overcome the world. Your Word says that when these things begin to happen, that we lift up our eyes, for our redemption draweth nigh. So I pray, God, that you comfort us and strengthen us this morning, the people of God. And I do pray for a hedge of protection around your people. I pray for a wall of fiery angels to stand around the people of God and protect them from this plague and this disease, and that it will not come near them. And it will not touch them. And it will not consume them. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Little girl was going to sleep and she was a little afraid. And she said, Mommy was tucking her in. And she said, Mommy, can you sleep with me tonight? I'm a little afraid. And she said, no, sweetie, I got to sleep with Daddy. And the little girl said, well, he's a big sissy. So we got to be careful we don't get caught up in fear. The one I really like, though, is the burglar that was in the house, and the old woman in the house came out and saw the burglar in her living room, and she grabbed her Bible and she said, Acts 2:38, and he froze in fear. I mean, he stopped, stuck his hands up in the air. She called 911. Police got there after a while. The guy was still standing. He hadn't moved. He was shaking. His knees were trembling. His hands were still up in the air. And they saw him standing there. And then they saw this little woman with a Bible in her hand. That's all she had. So they're arresting the guy and putting the cuffs on him. And they said, I'm just curious, though, why you just stopped in your tracks and threw your hands up and why you're so afraid of this little woman with a Bible? He said, little woman with a Bible, I thought she had an axe and 2.38s. Oh. But we're not going to be fearful, right? When Pearl Harbor happened, Franklin Delano Roosevelt made his famous speech the following day. One of the things he said in that speech, trying to speak to the American people, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. He was afraid that fear would sweep across the country and consume America. And he saw that as more dangerous than the enemy. Amen? And he said, what we really have to be afraid of is not the enemy, but ourselves and our fear. And I think we are kind of going through that right now. I think the fear and the panic is worse than the disease. And it can do more harm to our nation and to our economy and to what we're facing. So fear is a dangerous thing. And we have become a fearful people. Listen to the things we're afraid of. Have you ever heard of pelidophobia? It's a fear of baldness. That's right. Aerophobia is a fear of drafts. Porphybophobia is a fear of the color purple. Chaetophobia is a fear of hairy people. These are true. People go to psychologists and psychiatrists for these things. Levophobia is a fear of objects on the left side of the body. Dextrophobia is a fear of objects on the right side of the body. Aurophobia is a fear of northern lights. Calliprophobia is a fear of obscure meanings. Thalassophobia is a fear of being seated. Stabistophobia is a fear of standing and walking. Odontophobia is a fear of teeth. I'm just telling you. Graphophobia is a fear of writing in public. Phobophobia is a fear of being afraid. Those are true things that people spend millions of dollars getting treated for. Hello? Do not fear. Amen? Folks, that's no way to live. That's the enemy. That's the devil playing tricks with your mind. Gird up the loins of your mind. Amen? Let's look at the Word of God. That's always a good thing to do, isn't it? Let's look at the Word of God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 says, do not be anxious or worried or fearful about anything. Amen? But in every situation, how many of you know we got a situation? We do. We have a situation. Don't want to make light of it. But we have a situation. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, just present your request to God. Bring it to God. Amen? Let's bring this to God. Let's bring this to God. And the peace of God, here's the promise, the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. My mind and my heart should be guarded by the peace of God. The peace of God should be ruling in my life and in my heart and in my mind. Amen? Look at John 14, verse 27. Jesus said, peace is what I leave with you. I want you to have peace. I'm giving you peace. I want you to have peace. I'm leaving it with you. And it is my own peace. It is the peace of God that I give you. I do not give it as the world does. What the world calls peace and what God calls peace are two different things. So don't be worried and upset, and do not be afraid, because we have the peace of God. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us, believers, a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. We're not governed by fear. There's a difference. And a lot of people are being governed by fear right now. And our last verse, I really like this verse, Isaiah 35 and 4. Tell everyone who is discouraged, be strong and don't be afraid. God is coming to your rescue. Amen. Oh, that's so good. Amen. That's the word of God, that God is coming to our rescue. So And we could, I could have read 300 verses of scripture this morning where God tells us to not be afraid and to not be fearful, and to not fear. That's the command of the Word of God. Fear is unbelief. Fear is the opposite of faith. When I'm in fear, I'm not believing and I'm not trusting. And so we say we trust Him, so we need to act on it. We need to walk it out. There are three things real quickly that fear is replaced by as a believer. One is the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit in you. Say, I have the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the Holy Spirit lives within us. He abides within us. He walks with us everywhere. You're never alone. God is always with you. I don't care what you face. I don't care what happens. God is with you. And fear should not consume you because of the power of the Holy Spirit that is in your life. That the Spirit of God is helping you walk out your Christian walk. And He's there to give you wisdom. He's there to guide you. He's there to counsel you. He's there to help you. I have a helper. I had a good friend learning how to fly a plane, and I remember when it came time for him to solo. And I asked him, are you a little nervous about that? He said, well, you know, he said, I've had that co-pilot with me the whole time. It's always right there, you know, in case I messed up. And I have flown on my own with him out, with him not saying a word. I've done everything, but he was still there. He won't be there this time, but I know what to do. And you know, the Holy Spirit in our life is a lot like that co-pilot. He's a lot like that guy sitting in the other seat that's there to help you when you get in trouble and when you get in a bind. And you all know you've had those times when the power of the Holy Spirit has kicked in your life. And He was there to sustain you and He was there to help you. There's nothing like sensing the presence of God rising up within you. And to know that God is with you. I love the presence of God. Amen. I love the presence of God, to cultivate His presence. And when the presence of God comes, you can't be afraid. You can't be fearful. So cultivate the presence. Cultivate the Holy Spirit. You hear all this stuff on the news and you hear everybody. And I know everybody's talking about it. I know we're kind of consumed with it right now. But we need to be careful. But we need to speak the word of God and just keep speaking words of faith and words of victory and words of hope and words of encouragement. Encourage your neighbors, encourage your friends, encourage your family. Check on them. As Scott said, love on them, help them. Show the love of Christ, but show courage and show strength. When you're around others that act like they're a little afraid, and I don't know what we're going to do. This thing's getting bad. Like, man, God's got this. It's under control. Don't be afraid. Don't let fear get you. Let's be hopeful. Let's be filled with courage. Speak good words, because that's what they need to hear. Because right now, there's not a whole lot of people saying it. Amen? Amen. The other thing you have is the love of God. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. Fear and love cannot abide together. And if you fill yourself up with the love of God, you're going to drive out fear. So just walking in His love, staying in the Word of God, and walking in the love of God, just loving people. That's what we're called to do. We're not called to judge them. We're called to love them right where they are. We're not called to clean them up and then love them. Got to clean them up. He'll do all of that. Just love them. Love them right where they are. I don't care what they do. What they say. And the last thing you have is the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. Amen? Jesus faced a lot of situations, but He faced it with strength and courage. I'm telling you, Jesus was a man's man. If ever there was a man, Jesus was a man. And He handled all those situations, but He did so with the knowledge and the wisdom of God. The Bible says that you have the mind of Christ. We're not weak-minded. Weak-minded, fear can overtake the weak-minded. Folks, we're not weak-minded. Say, I have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ, the mind of Christ can stand against those attacks of the enemy, and that's where he will attack you. He will attack you in your thought life. What he will try to do is to get you into wrong thinking, the wrong kind of thinking. And you've got to be so careful not to get, right now especially, not to get caught up in that wrong kind of thinking that you're hearing going on around you. Just refuse it. Be wise. Be wise. Be prudent. You know, do the things that are just wise to do. But they're not wise to do just because of now. They were wise to do 10 years ago. You know? They're talking a lot about hygiene. Well, hygiene was good 10 years ago. Right? It's not just good now. I mean, just be wise. There's another word for it. Common sense. Amen? A little common sense go a long way. But you have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ to lead you. Amen. Amen. So I have the presence of God with me through the Holy Spirit every day. God walks with me. He's my rear guard. He goes before me. He watches over us. He is our shield and buckler. He is there to speak to us. The Holy Spirit prays through us. The Holy Spirit ministers to us. The Holy Spirit counsels us. I have the love of God in me. I have the love of God, and the love of God is more powerful than fear. The love of God is more powerful than worry. The love of God is more powerful than anxiety. The love of God is the greatest thing. There's nothing greater than the love of God. And just loving people in spite of everything, just love will overcome everything. And then lastly, I have the mind of Christ. I have the wisdom and counsel of God in me. I have the word of God in me. I have the sharp two-edged sword that I can draw out and just speak and declare the word of God over every situation, over my life. I declare the word of God over my life. I speak the word of God over my health. I speak the word of God over my children. I speak the word of God over my grandchildren. I speak the word of God over my home. I speak the word of God over my possessions. I speak the word of God over my land. I speak the word of God over my city. I speak the word of God over my church. I speak the word of God over my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I speak the word of God over this county. I speak the word of God over this state. I speak the word of God over this country. I speak the word of God over our leaders, over our president. I speak the word of God over this world. And I pray that the knowledge of the word of God will cover the world like the waters cover the sea, that the word of God will sweep across our world and replace this fear. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, let the mind of Christ rise up within you. When you come in this morning, you were given a piece of paper with Psalms 91 on it. We're going to use it. We're going to make a declaration, and we're going to do it all together. I want to declare the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want you to stand up. We're going to shout out the word of God. We're going to shout out the word of God. Hallelujah. So I want you to do it with me. And I'm going to speak it slowly, and let's do it together. Are you ready? All right. Do it loud. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him, for he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with long life and give them my salvation. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Father, we declare that word. We speak that word over our families, over our life, over our health, over our fellowship. We declare that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you take this with you home and you read it every day. You take every morning, just it don't take long to read that, and declare it, speak it. You'll feel it getting in your spirit. Amen? Could you feel that as we were reading it? You could feel that getting in your spirit, that word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, God, that you've encouraged our hearts. We thank you for the word of God. Amen.